Northern Virginia Community College near Washington has several campuses and 75,000 students. It offers a two-year associate degree. Many of its students hope to turn computer skills into a new profession and a good salary. One of them is Mark McCarthy.
Fortunately, in this industry, we are really blessed, if you will, with a lot of openings.
McCarthy is back in college after decades of working in hotels and restaurants, an industry he says that offers few good opportunities in the future. Experts say many U.S. manufacturing, administrative, and middle management jobs have been eliminated by automation and foreign competition in recent years. These jobs were once a ticket to a secure middle-class salary, but Cornell University labor economist Sharon Poxter says the job market has changed.
This growth in jobs that has been towards either the low-skill, low-income jobs or the higher-skilled, high-income jobs. And that's why we've seen this hollowing out, as they say, of the middle class, of the factory jobs, of the office jobs.
Educators tell students it's more important than ever to develop math, science, and computer skills because technological change is accelerating and the demand for highly specialized skills is growing. School administrators are also trying to identify skills needed for emerging professions and figure out ways to teach them. The president of Northern Virginia Community College, Robert Templin, says it's difficult for schools to hit this moving target.
Just in the last 5 years, new careers in fields like health information technology, cybersecurity, geospatial systems, these are fields that a decade ago didn't even exist. So trying to prepare someone for a job that's not yet there is pretty difficult.
But Templin says it's worth the effort because it makes it more likely that graduates will find good jobs. Computer science graduates, he says, can start at $60,000 a year. Unemployment for U.S. college graduates is low, but a recent survey shows that 4 out of 10 recent graduates say they are underemployed, doing jobs like in retail sales that do not require the degrees they have earned. They are disappointed because these jobs do not bring the kinds of salaries they were hoping to earn. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.
But I love math. I'm like, cool.